Episode 2047, Honor All That You Are.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, can you believe it? You have another day to impact the world that you touch. It's Inspiration Motivation Day. Don't wait another minute. This is your moment. Create your now. Honor all that you are. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I want you to know that your greatness is not determined by one thought or one comment. Jim Quick says this, for a moment, acknowledge and honor all that you are instead of all that you are not. You see, we have a really big problem when we wake up, when we go to sleep, when we look at ourselves in the mirror. Why are you so quick to grab hold of what others say? Oh, and hold on to that which is not true. Choose which thought you hold. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, you'll want to listen to episode 2046. It is a very good episode when it comes to mindset and your thoughts. It's important for us to know the difference in which comments and thoughts are worthless to us. And the problem is we grab hold of those so easy. But today, and every day to follow, you need to know this. Repeat after me. You are worthy. Say it. I am worthy. You are beautiful. I am beautiful. You are talented and gifted. I am talented and gifted. You are in a position you're in to impact the world that you touch. Honor all that you are. Now, I know that you may not like all that you are. Awesome. That means you are real too. You have this spunk within you that says, I want to be better than who I am now. I know I'm not where I need to be, but I'm willing and ready to honor who I am in the journey that I'm on. Because really, all of us need a dose of reality. However, we also need to learn to be our own greatest cheerleader. But we're not that. We criticize all the time. We are our worst critic. And we sign up for that every single day. That we step on our own toes, when we shoot darts at our own heart. Why do you do that? Honor all that you are. All day today, I want you to keep yourself focused on all that you are. Tell yourself your strengths. Look at your accomplishments as areas of achievement. And no, this is not time to be boastful, and I'm not saying that you're going to be, but it's a time of being honest and real with you. And it's important that you realize that. There are too many things out there in this world that are saying you've got to be like this to be anybody. If you want to be known, you have to have a viral video. And it's funny because we were talking about something in our family this past weekend, and I don't even remember what it was. But what I do remember is I said something like, oh, this moment would go viral if we would actually have videotaped it. And I thought, you know, that's really sad that we are in a moment as a family and I'm sitting there talking about that it could go viral. And it was just really a funny that I was saying it because most of the, you know, it was just all the kids around. And I thought, okay, that's true. It's 100% true. This could go viral. Would I really have wanted to videotape it and make it go viral? No. But that's what a lot of us are in search for every single day. We are in search for acknowledgement and recognition from someone else that says you are good enough. I'm telling you right now, you are good enough. God created you on purpose, for a purpose. You need nothing else but you and God to move forward today. And yeah, I mean it. And yeah, I say it with passion. I say it with a true heart that says, you know what? I know you're not perfect. I sure am not perfect. I make mistakes all the time. Do I own them the right way? Well, I probably could work on that still a little bit more, but that's for another episode. But I do try to own my own junk. But I don't own it to the point where it becomes my identity. It becomes my focus. Stop focusing on your junk and start focusing on your strengths. Start focusing on what God has given you, the gifts, the talents, the beauty, that you are worthy. You don't need to go out there and be someone you're not. There's someone out there already trying to do that. You need to be you today. There's no one better to be you than you. Create your now. What's on your schedule? Are you trying to get back in the groove of things? I've been seeing posts on Facebook and Instagram. Oh, we're back at school. I saw one of my friends post something about middle school. Another one, oh, and we've actually had her here on the podcast, and she has two sons, and they're both now in high school. And her comment was, wow, how the years fly by. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm on number 5 child, and he's a sophomore in high school. All of the others are in college or married and gone out of the house. And now we're having a grandbaby. And so I look at all of that going, yes, all of it's true. Life does move fast. But as life is moving fast, where are we strategically, intentionally slowing ourselves down and saying, this is where you need to hover. This is where you need to stay and sit and pause and chew on it a little bit. This is what you want to go viral, that you're worthy, you're beautiful, you're competent, you're confident. You can do anything. Nothing is impossible. The only thing standing in your way is you. And so that to-do list, that schedule of yours, don't even blame the kids. I know I blamed them too. I had 5 of them, many to go around. And then I would borrow a few as I would get out in the community and serve. And it's like, oh, I'm doing all of this and all of that, and it all sounds great. But what happens to what really matters? What's going on within your 4 walls and what's going on within your own heart? Honor all that you are. You don't have to sit there and be someone that you're not. And understand, you may think you're getting older. Great, we all started that way at conception. We're only getting older. That's awesome. You know, the wrinkles that are coming around my lips, or maybe on my arms or my hands or whatever, I'm looking, that was done in love. There was purpose in there. Those happened for a reason. They didn't just show up. Those are laugh lines, not, oh my gosh, you're getting old lines. Change the way you look at yourself. Change the way you see yourself. Don't stick on the negative. Get stuck on the positive. So as you go through your day, every single moment that you're in, I want you to look for the goodness. I want you to look for the greatness, the God winks that says, you know what? You're worthy. You know what? You're beautiful. You know what? This is what matters. You may find that God wink sitting at the gas station. You may find it waiting in line to pick up your child from school. You may find it at the post office. You may find it at your pajamas in front of your sink brushing your teeth. But if you're not looking for it, you're going to miss it. Honor all that you are. You know why? If your creator, if God Almighty is willing to honor you every day, don't you think in turn you should honor yourself? Love who you are becoming. You don't have to accept everything. You don't have to necessarily like everything about yourself. You know, I mean, come on. There are some of us that wish we had smaller thighs or bigger hips or maybe a different chest or stronger arms or a different hair color or an eye color, or maybe we wish we were taller. Maybe some of us wish we had more hair that was thicker. I don't know what you're wishing. I don't know what that internal battle is for you, but you need to drop it. And you need to look at where God is leading you. Honor all that you are. Go out today. Create your now. Be present. Be incredible. be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.